This is the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast, which explores issues I raise in my award-winning syndicated political columns that run in Chicagoland newspapers each week. You can get information on all my writings and my podcasts by visiting www.hanania.com. Thank you for listening. I always want to hear your thoughts, so feel free to email me your comments. You know, the race for Cook County State's Attorney has really become a surprising contest. I mean, when you really think about the election of Kim Fox almost 4 years ago, it almost seemed like she was certain to remain in office, that she just might be a good state's attorney. And, you know, the fact that she had some background, everything, it just, she looked like she was pretty good. She was running against Anita Alvarez. And you remember, a lot of elections aren't won by people who are popular, but are won by people who are running against unpopular people. So in the case of Anita Alvarez, she was so unpopular. She made so many mistakes. She angered so many people that it really wasn't about Kim Fox or any of the other candidates who ran against her at the time. It was about anger against Anita Alvarez. And Kim Fox turned up on top. So you give Kim Fox, you know, one term, 4 years, to prove herself. Unfortunately, she hasn't done a very good job. I mean, you compare it a little bit to, like, the race with between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate. She was weak. A lot of the support Trump got wasn't because people liked Trump or even knew Trump. He got a lot of support from people who just knew Hillary too well and decided they couldn't support her, especially after she and the corrupt Democratic National Committee tanked Bernie Sanders in the primary to give Hillary the edge because Hillary felt entitled. But that's the situation that brought Kim Fox to Cook County voters. We didn't really want her. She just kind of bubbled up from the grime of politics in the wake of the Anita Alvarez scandal to be the person who happened to get the largest number of votes. And it could have been any of them, but she happened to stumble into it. But there was an uncertainty in it. And that's what Kim Fox brought to the office. She had almost 4 years to prove herself. And instead of proving herself, she really let us down. People will say it's a mishandling of the Jussie Smollett lying hoax, you know, to build up sympathy because he's gay and African-American. But that's not what it really is. What this really is about is Kim Fox intentionally going out of her way to help Jussie Smollett get away from the charges that he faked up a racist, homophobic assault last year in order to build sympathy to bolster his sagging TV and Hollywood career. He was on the show Empire, which was, I mean, you know, it has a very specific audience. And to me, I didn't like it, but he was terrible. He was not that great in it. And you could tell because they were pushing him out, it seemed, out of the show. And it seemed that Kim Fox came to his rescue the way Robin Roberts did on Good Morning America when she interviewed Jussie Smollett and allowed him to really kind of sell his version of his lie to the public. I mean, there was a racial aspect to this that's disturbing. And I think has to be addressed. It's the elephant in the room. And we can't just sit there and pretend like, Kim Fox didn't have an affinity with Jussie Smollett because they're both African-American. Or Robin Roberts on Good Morning America didn't have an affinity with Jussie Smollett because they're both African-American. Yeah, I think that did play into this. I think they sympathized them with him. He was a young guy, African-American, very popular. He had the backing of former First Lady Michelle Obama's chief of staff, who called Kim Fox. We don't know the content of that. We should know it because Kim Fox is a public official, and what she does is all public domain. We should know what she said, but we don't know what she said because she doesn't want to say what actually was said because I think it would be embarrassing to her, and it would be embarrassing to Hillary Clinton, who is African-American and had a sympathy for Jussie Smollett. This is what's terrible about this is people using race, people using homophobia, the LGBTQ community, to exploit their politics. They're using the suffering of race, victims of racism. They're using the suffering of individuals that are gay, who are the victims of gay bashing and homophobic assaults. They're using this to build up a political foundation to help somebody, somebody who doesn't deserve to be helped, and that's Jussie Smollett. He made false accusations more than 1 year ago that he'd been the victim of a homophobic racist attack involving two unknown individuals at the time. After an exhaustive investigation by the Chicago police, they concluded that Smollett's claims were false and they were intended to bolster his sagging career as a TV actor. The police chief at the time was African American, and it took a lot of courage for him to stand up and have the police say that. And it was the conclusion of a professional police investigation. But Smollett was able to somehow convince newly elected and inexperienced Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox that the charges against him should be dropped. And Fox dropped those charges after speaking with a relative of Smollett's. It should be public what they said, but it's not. She spoke with one of Smollett's relatives in the early phases of the investigation of what he did. And after then, she was then contacted by Tina Chen, the former chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama. We should know what that conversation is, but we'll never know it. They have an obligation to make those conversations public because Kim Fox is paid for by the taxpayers. We own that office, and she's there temporarily, and hopefully it'll be very temporary. Clearly, the Kim fix was in, and Kim Fox dropped the charges against Smollett out of the blue, shocking everybody, on March 26, 2019. There was a tsunami of outrage which fueled calls for Fox's resignation. Of course, Fox turned it around and said, oh, they don't want me because I'm black. No, we elected you when you were black. We knew you were African American. Cook County voters voted for you. In part, we knew you were black. Now that they're criticizing you, you're saying it's because you're black? You're the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen, and there are a lot of them just like you. Fox was accused of playing racial politics, sympathizing with Smollett because he, like Fox, is African-American, and in the wake of subtle pressure from African-American leaders like Michelle Obama. On Tuesday this past week, February 11, 2020, Special Prosecutor Dan Webb, who was appointed in June 2019 to review the dismissal of the Smollett case, concluded that there was more than enough evidence to justify prosecution. And on Tuesday, after nearly 8 months, Webb announced that Smollett was indicted by a special Cook County grand jury on 6 counts, far less than I think it was 28 that he faced originally. 6 counts he was indicted by this Cook County grand jury of disorderly conduct for allegedly making 4 separate false reports regarding what police say was a faked attack. Webb's appointment came as a result of a petition filed by retired appellate court judge Sheila O'Brien in April 2019, who argued a special prosecutor was necessary. Cook County Circuit Judge Michael Tooman agreed and named Webb one of the most reputable former federal prosecutors and U.S. attorneys to serve as the special prosecutor. Webb's job was to lead a special investigation into the circumstances that led to the dismissal of all charges against the disgraced Smollett, who never once showed remorse for his actions and flaunted Fox's decision to drop all charges as a vindication of his lies. I mean, the guy lucked out, and he was still an arrogant bastard.
Just watching him on TV made you want to dislike him. It had nothing to do with his race. It had to do with attitude. It had to do with entitlement. It had to do with arrogance. It had to do with the fact that he was a liar who perpetrated a hoax that cost the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars in police time that could have been better spent to fight rising gun violence in the city of Chicago that plagues minority communities, Hispanics and African Americans, inside the inner city of Chicago. But that's not what we have to do. Gays have suffered tremendously in this country, and so have African Americans. And yet to watch Smollett and his willing conspirator, Kim Fox, disrespect those victims and use racism and homophobia as a personal resource to profit is so despicable and disgusting. Fortunately, the guilty are eventually caught and the truth comes out. Although Smollett won't face serious jail time, people of color have been imprisoned for far less and because of more real crimes. He will be judged as the face of a deceitful con artist. Ironically, his profession is acting, and he didn't even do a good job of pretending to be an innocent victim. His performance was arrogant and disbelieving. Someone who wears the skin color of the oppressed but has lived the life of deceit and dishonesty. A special Cook County grand jury led by the special prosecutor Webb indicted Smollett on disorderly conduct, but the real judgment should be, and you know, we can deal with Smollett. I mean, I think the guy's been terribly embarrassed stripped of any dignity in public. I mean, this guy deserves everything that he gets, and he's getting it. But the real judgment should be reserved for Kim the Fix Fox, truly one of the most inept people to hold the Cook County prosecutor's post. If Fox had any dignity left herself, she would simply resign from office and save the taxpayers the indignity of watching her now pretend to be the victim. Knowing the special prosecutor's decision would rule against her unprofessional and maybe even unlawful actions, Fox the Fix surrounded herself with African-American church leaders in the hopes of casting Webb's decision and the grand jury's decision to restore charges against Smollett as a false act of racism. How demeaning it is for African-Americans who have suffered true acts of racism and racial injustice to watch as their real victimization and suffering has been turned into and used as a shield to protect ineptitude and undeserved power by political activists and people in political office. Like Smollett, Fox is hoping that she can count on the political sympathy of African-American leaders to set aside justice, to set aside law, and to set aside accountability for actions in order to brush aside her disgraceful misconduct and abuse of power. Fox is hoping she can appeal to the pain of the African-American community and others, including Hispanics, Arabs, Muslims, Asians, and many other ethnic minorities who've been victimized because of race and prejudice, to redefine justice as justice and turn injustice into a twisted form of justice under her administration. Fox's race-exploiting defenders allege that the special prosecutor, Dan Webb, his decision to announce the reversal against Smollett is intended as a political move because it comes before an election. There are elections nearly every year in Cook County. You cannot possibly do anything without coming before any election. And the fact is, they've been investigating it for 8 months, and we're a month away from the election. Fox has more than enough time. That's all she has as a defense. She's not arguing the facts. She's not arguing she did the wrong thing or that she did the right thing. She's arguing, oh, they're attacking me because I'm black, and, you know, oh, they want to hurt me before the election. Oh, my God, shut up. Smollett will face the harsh judgment of the public, not just for his lying and making taxpayers waste thousands to investigate his false claims, but for his cowardly act and the realization that he is so untalented and not worth the public's admiration, the things that actors crave but only the talented earn. Jussie Smollett is a has-been, a loser, a pathetic, whining, failed TV actor who will probably be forgotten quickly. His life did nothing of any value for anyone, but Kim the Fix Fox will be remembered for failing to do her job, for failing to defend the rights of the taxpayers who pay her salary, and for failing to defending the rights of victims of injustice who've been pushed aside by her selfish pursuit of name recognition and political influence and re-election. Fox certainly has high name recognition, although she has nothing to do with honor, professionalism, or the field of justice, which she has failed so miserably to defend. Kim the Fix Fox should do the taxpayers at least one favor that benefits them by voluntarily resigning from office. Now, sadly, we have to go into an election. I think it's to her benefit that it came up now. But, you know, she wants to build sympathy. And I'll tell you, I mean, there are three people running against her, all white. Bob Fioretti, he's run several times, and he's having a tough time. Bob Fioretti is a great guy. He's a former Chicago alderman, but he really stands for principle. I'm not sure he has a strong enough campaign to beat Kim Fox. And then there's also Donna Moore. Now, I know Donna Moore. She's a great former prosecutor. She's a great person, but she's running one of the worst political campaigns I've ever seen in 45 years of covering politics. She has a website. When you go to her Twitter account at Donna Moore for SA, State's Attorney, and you look at it, her website is voteformore.com. And when you go there, it doesn't even exist. What kind of campaign is that? 4 weeks before an election. Her husband is one of the most brilliant PR people I ever worked for. He's phenomenal. Donna Moore is phenomenal. And it pains me to have to say this. Their campaign is terrible. It's just a good example of how PR people cannot do their own PR. It's just not possible. And that's the only explanation I can offer for how terrible her campaign really is. Then there's Bill Conway. He's running for state's attorney. Bill has probably run one of the best campaigns I've seen coming from nowhere in a long time. He's a former veteran. He's done so much for people. And he was a former assistant state's attorney for the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. He targeted corrupt government officials who betrayed the public's trust. And he was a naval intelligence officer fighting the Taliban. I think those are big issues. And when we look at why Kim Fox is elected, we should understand she wasn't elected because of who she was. She was elected because Anita Alvarez was who she was. And Kim Fox just lucked out, stumbled into the office. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of like Donald Trump. He's been in there too long. He stumbled into it. He's really kind of creating a mess, doing some good things. I'm sure Kim the Fix Fox has done some good things. But honestly, none of that outweighs what she did for Jussie Smollett. And if she can do that for Jussie Smollett, you can bet she'll do that again for other people who are her friends, who are friends of her friends, or because it benefits her racially. She doesn't seem to care about the law. So this is going to be an interesting election on March 17th, one of several. We've looked at the race in the 3rd Congressional District. I've looked at the now the Cook County State's Attorney's race. And we're going to look at some more here at the podcast at Ray Hanania on Politics. And thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast. Visit www.hanania.com for all my podcasts, my award-winning syndicated columns on Chicagoland politics, and my columns on Middle East politics. Thank you for listening.